The Adventure of the Blue Carbuncle. Chapter 1. The Mysterious Stone. It was a couple of days after Christmas, and I decided to call in on my good friend, Sherlock Holmes. He was lying on his sofa, smoking his pipe, and looking like he was very deep in thought. I glanced around the room and noticed a very dirty, black, torn hat hanging on the back of a chair. I also noticed a magnifying glass on the chair. I assumed that Holmes had been examining it. "You are busy," I said. "Perhaps I interrupt you." After some moments had passed, Holmes finally spoke.
"Not at all. The problem is simple, and it is still interesting. You know the doorman, Peterson, don't you?" he asked. "He found that hat and brought it here. He also found it with a large, fat goose. He's cooking the goose now."
The facts are these. Peterson went to a party on Christmas Eve, which went on until very late the next morning. When Peterson was walking home at about 4 a.m., he saw a man walking in front of him. He was a tall man. He was carrying the goose, and he was also wearing that hat. The tall man walked along a little further when a group of men suddenly appeared and attacked him. He fought back with his stick, but ended up breaking a window behind him. The sound of the breaking glass made him drop the goose and run. He also left his hat behind, which had been knocked off during the fight. The gang of thieves ran off too. Peterson was left to pick up the hat and the goose. "Peterson went in search of the owner, didn't he?" I asked.
"Well, that is the problem. We know who the owner is. There was a tag tied to the goose with the owner's name. For Mrs. Henry Baker. Inside the hat are the initials HB. I am sure the owner of the hat must be Mr. Henry Baker. But there are so many Henry Bakers in London. Peterson brought me the hat, but the goose had to be cooked. It would just be ruined otherwise."
Suddenly, Peterson came running into the room. He was out of breath, sputtering, "The goose! The goose! My wife found this inside!" In his hand was a beautiful blue stone. It was about the size of a bean, but it was so pure and bright that it twinkled like a star.
"My goodness, Peterson! Do you know what you are holding?" Holmes asked.
"Is it the Countess of Morcar's blue carbuncle?" I asked.
"I have been reading so much about it in the newspapers. There's a large reward of £1,000 for its return. I read that it was stolen from the Countess's room at the Hotel Cosmopolitan. Didn't the police arrest someone for the theft? If I remember correctly, his name is John Horner, a plumber. In fact, I think I have the story right here," said I.
Holmes took the newspaper and started to read the article aloud.
"Jewel robbery at Hotel Cosmopolitan.
John Horner, a local plumber, was arrested for theft at the Hotel Cosmopolitan today.
According to the police, he allegedly stole the jewel known as the Blue Carbuncle from the jewel case of the Countess of Morcar.
He was arrested after information provided by James Ryder, a hotel employee, pointed to Horner's guilt. According to Ryder, Horner was sent to the Countess's room to fix a leaky pipe. For a short period of time, Horner was left alone in the room while Ryder was called to perform other duties. On Ryder's return, Horner had left the room and the Countess's dresser had been forced open. The Countess's jewel box was on the table, but it was empty. In a police statement, Horner had resisted arrest claiming that he was innocent. However, Horner, already being a convicted thief, is the most likely suspect. He will remain in jail until his trial." Holmes finished reading the newspaper and threw it down on the table.
It just shows that the police don't know very much, doesn't it? He exclaimed. We know that he may be innocent. But Watson, one thing we must first find out is how the stone got into the bird. There are a few things we already know. This is the stone. The stone was inside the goose, which came from Henry Baker. Our first task is to find Henry Baker. Get me a pencil and paper. Holmes wrote the following. One large fat goose and a black felt hat belonging to a Mr. Henry Baker found at the corner of Good Street. The owner may receive his possessions at 221 B Baker Street at 6:30 this evening. There, that's clear. Holmes handed the paper to Peterson. Here, Mr. Peterson, I would like you to put this message into all of the evening newspapers. The Globe, the Star, the Evening News, the Herald, all of them. And if there are any others, put the message in them as well. Yes, sir, I will do it immediately, replied Peterson. What will we do with the stone? Asked I. We will keep it here for now, Holmes informed us. Peterson, on your way back home, buy another goose like the one that your family is eating now. We will need another bird to give back to Mr. Henry Baker. Peterson left to attend to his errands. Holmes examined the stone for a while. It's quite spectacular, isn't it? It's what crimes are made of. Look at it in the light. See how it shines and sparkles. It's a very valuable stone, I must say. This stone is only about 20 years old, but it already has a sinister history. There have been 2 murders, a suicide, and several robberies. Holmes then put the stone away in a safe place for keeping. I'll drop a line to the Countess to say that we have it. Do you think that the plumber is guilty or innocent? I asked him. Well, it's very hard to say. Only time will give us the answers that we need. What about Henry Baker? Do you think that he had something to do with the theft? I asked. My guess is that he has no idea about it whatsoever. But we will find out tonight, though, when he comes to claim his goose and his hat. We can't do anything about this until then. Then I should be going, I told Holmes. I have many things I need to do. There are many sick people whom I need to visit. But I am very curious about how this case proceeds. I will return before 6:30 p.m. tonight, if you do not mind, I said. Of course not. I would like to have your thoughts on the matter, too. Why don't you stay for dinner? We'll eat at 7. I left Holmes there, and I returned just before 6:30 that evening. I walked toward the house, and I noticed that there was a tall man waiting outside. We both entered the house together. Holmes welcomed us both in and said, I trust that you are Mr. Henry Baker. The man said that he was, and Holmes offered him a chair by the fire. You look like you are very cold. Ah, Watson, you have come just at the right time. Is this your hat? Holmes asked the man. Yes, it is. And the bird? Yes, the bird, Holmes said. Mm-hmm. Yes, the bird. Unfortunately, we had to eat it. You ate my bird? The man exclaimed, looking quite upset. We had to. It would have been ruined if we didn't eat it then. We have another for you. It is about the same size. Surely it will do to replace the one we ate, won't it? Yes, of course. It will be fine, said the man. Holmes and I looked at each other. It was obvious to us that the man knew nothing about the stone inside. He was just happy to have another bird to replace the one he had lost. Holmes then went and gave the man his hat and the bird. Just out of curiosity, where did you buy your goose from? It tasted very good, and I'd like to get another one from where you got it, Holmes asked. I got it at the Alpha Inn. I go there almost every night. The owner started a goose club, and all of us in the club put in a few pennies every week. At Christmas, everyone gets a goose. Thank you so much, Mr. Holmes, for the goose and my hat.
Mr. Baker said goodnight to us and left. Holmes closed the door after him and said, "So much for Henry Baker."